Blog Talk Radio.
Dear Lord, hear my prayers. For I am a patriot, Lord, and I won't bow down nor apologize to the cowards that try to take away our unalienable, God-given rights and freedoms. I will stand with my brothers and sisters, with arms, if we must, to defend our Constitution and our way of life in this great republic from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Dear Lord, I ask that you shield us and protect us with your armor. Take us from the darkness and guide us with your ever so divine light as we restore this republic for which it does stand. That is one nation under you, God, with all liberties and justice for all mankind. Amen. This is Ricochet. Thank you.
Welcome to Wildcard Command Radio. It's been a long week, a hectic week, and once again we've seen the need for the CPTs. Your CPT, we've been discussing for the last month and a half to 2 months. We need to take a few minutes tonight and let's go back over some basics. This is called a community protection team, not combat protection team, a community protection team. The concept is devised around every community, whether it be as in my case, a 97 house, two entrance in off of a main road, or whether it be a stretch of a highway between two locations that you can walk to in 10 minutes, or whether it is a group of community protection teams locked together, networked, that are protecting an entire town or an entire county. It's the same, whatever your size, wherever you're at. Now, these teams are normally, again, they consist of a couple of the people you want to recruit. Who lives there? If you've got people who have served in the armed forces, that is fantastic because these people were trained. They're trained to shoot rifles, operate heavy equipment, blow up bridges, build bridges, repair body damage due to combat, foreign objects, or accidents. If not, then you find somebody with the same skills. If you just happen, and I was in a community a couple of weeks ago, and there was nobody there who had ever been a police officer, nobody there who had ever been a fireman, nobody there who had ever been in the military at any time in their life. But yet, they were organized to the point that each person chose a task to go and learn. Like they asked the question of the great guru. He says, how do you eat an elephant? Thought about it a moment, and he simply said, one bite at a time. And that's the truth. How do you form a community protection team? One task at a time. When we started off, we had, I told you, whoever gets started can get to going. Get on your, if you got a computer literate person, they get on Google Earth. They look down on Google Earth at your community, and they start making pictures. What you want to do is you want to line it up on your screen, get you a little ruler laid down there, and when 100 feet is about 1 inch, as close as you can get it, then that's where you make your map. that's as close to 1 over 125,000 as you're going to get. You're getting a satellite feed. It may not be today. There may be an extra house. There may be a lost tree here. But those things you can mark. And you take a picture side by side until you have the whole area. Then you overlay them, tape them in so you make them into one sheet, and you've got a map. You do the same thing with MapQuest to get the streets and all their lines in there. The next thing you do is you go to your county GIS, that Global Information Services. This was something shoved down everyone's throat by the United Nations back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. All the communities complied. That took away all the hard records that used to be down there showing your plats and maps. Those all became on GIS, so we don't have to let you look at the reopens. Now, let's use it against them. Let's take those same pictures with GIS. Why? Because it'll show the plats, the plat lines, and what everything is. It'll also show you what part belongs to the government, right? Now, as you do these things, this allows you to also look at these maps and see things that you can't see. What's in Mary Jane's backyard? You walk over to Mary Jane's house and want to go in her backyard, you better bring a warrant, half the United States Army, and two-thirds of the police department, because she doesn't let you back there because that's her private place. So now you get an idea of what's there, and you can tell what's on the other side, outside of your community. What do those people have? Why is this important? How are you going to defend something that you don't know what it is? Now, as we go on from there, we learned about the different people on the team. You have combat people, people that know about guns, know how to maintain them, know how to use them. You have engineers, whether it be an Army combat engineer, a Navy construction engineer, whatever it is, those engineers have skills that you need or may need. Then you have medics. Now, that can be, again, military medics, field medics, hospital medics. That could be someone from the local hospital as an EMT in the fire service, anything of that nature. People that know how to fix people up. And communications, whether that is a network engineer, a radio repairman, whatever, or maybe it's just an Army operator. They can set up your communications. Because one of the things that you're going to have to learn is that inside of this community protection team, this is your community. The main focus, the main interest, and the main job of law enforcement is to protect the infrastructure. The infrastructure being that corporation, which is a city, or that corporation, which is a county, or that corporation, which is a state. These people that they hire are their agents. They're not there to help you. They will try, they will sell lip service to it, but I can guarantee you that if Walmart catches fire and your house catches fire, you'd best get out the garden hose because the trucks aren't coming this way until that one's finished. If you don't believe me, go ask your emergency services what has priority. And they say because Walmart benefits more people than your house. Now, we're under another type of these plans, and these are from the government, and that is to keep the government operating. From up there in Washington, D.C., to down here in your hometown. Having that government operation allows them to have someone to talk to. So it's up to you to form your community protection team. And if you start looking at it, there's some things you can learn. CERT, Community Emergency Response Teams training. Get your medic to learn, take that. and then teach it to all of the team. But who is the team? Do you pick people out of your neighborhood? No. It is your neighborhood. Everybody there. Some of them will be active and will join and train and get ready. Others will say, it's up to the government to protect me. I'm not going to do nothing. And they will join the team when some disaster strikes, whether it's the lights go off and it's being broadcast over the emergency broadcast, that electricity is down and not expected to be returned for 5 to 6 days. That means no football games, no basketball games, no cartoons for the kiddies, the internet quit, the icebox shut down, and water is running in the kitchen floor. And what are they going to do? They're going to walk out in the street, and they're going to look around to see what everybody else is doing. And if everybody else is on the community team, they'll walk up and say, well, what can we do? And that's when you come in as the commander. Or whoever the commander is. It don't have to be you. It can be any one of the guys or gals that wear in the neighborhood. It's whoever has the ability to do the organization, who has the ability to talk to people. These are the people that are in charge. You can have an election, or just wait till the first emergency, and whoever starts handing out instructions and getting people organized, there's the new commander. Okay. So what do we do? Just sit around and wait? No, you train. First thing to do, get everybody with a smartphone, get Zello operating. Set up a network. Set up a channel in Zello, which will either operate over the wireless or it'll operate over the 4G phone data. Once you organize it and everybody's on there, then you said, okay, well, what's my call sign? I don't know. Let's try your mailbox number. Okay. So you set one street up, and everybody, you'll call in by their mailbox number. This is 9284 or 92 over. The next thing you got to set up is one for each of them, a network on all the streets, and then one network that one person on each of the streets can call and go to, whoever's in charge that day. You won't know. When disaster strikes, the real elected and first person in there, he may be sitting underneath that building when it fell down. We're not going to wait for him. Somebody else picks up the sticks and starts to work. This is what the team has to be able to do. That's why you set them up on the streets. You set them up in the community. You have some pre-plans. Now, again, the community protection teams, protection indicates defense. You can be a let's sit down there and wait and see if something happens defense, or you can be a let's go look for defense. How can you do that? There are some tools that are available to you. Now, if you have a smartphone or you have a computer that's wireless and the wireless stays up, and I believe it will. Why? Because wireless doesn't draw a lot of it. And most of the power it draws from the phone companies and the utilities is on no break. Why? Because they use it. If it don't work, they can't talk either. And if they can't talk, things are a problem. So, what's out there? You wanna know what's going on? There's a channel. It's called Broadcastify. BROADCASTFY. Broadcastify. It was set up by an online service that provided frequencies to scanner people whose hobby it is, listen to scanners. Some of these people will actually take their scanner, hook it up to a computer device, and stream the output of those towns. Well, you want to know what's going on in the different towns? There it is. So while you're waiting for things to happen, get online, go on your cell phone. Go up there and hook up your internet through your cell and your F4 or somebody's wireless. Go to Broadcastify. You can select the state. you can select the outlet and you can listen. Now, I can tell you now that a lot of the police forces packed up and got off of the air. They don't have radio frequencies anymore. Why? They were told to by the federal government, if you want to get our DHS and FEMA grants, you're going to get over here and work on our frequency. And they set them off on Zello, just like your own Zello. You can't hear them and they can't hear you because you don't have their password and they don't have your password. As we discussed in the Zello class, just 10 digits, alphanumeric, in your password, and they will be there. They will be there long after you're finished talking, trying to figure out how to get on your channel. If you change your channel every day and change that password every day, they'll never get onto it. They'll know you're there, but they're not going to know what you're saying. When you go to Broadcastified, you can listen. You can listen to the at least the fire. That's important. Fire damages communities. If they're rioting, you're going to have fire response. And you're going to hear warnings on there. You've got State Highway Patrol. Because of their long distance and distance away from cells, a lot of times their frequencies are all on there. They'll be on there. That's your intelligence source. You see a lot of air activity in the air? There's programs out there. One of them is called Flight, FLIGHT, Radar, RADAR24.com. On there, just by going there, you're able to see every airplane that's in the air that's being picked up by radar. You can narrow it down to your area and see if there's anything going on. You look up there and there's no planes. You wonder why. You can go on to the FAA.gov, look up Tango Foxtrot Romeo, TFRs. They'll tell you if there's anything in your area, you can break it down by state, so you don't have to look at the 10,000 of them. And they'll say such and such an area can have no overflights between this time for the following reason, or they can have, there's an emergency this or emergency that. These things all appear up there so that pilots, as they run through the skies and stuff, they know what's going on, so they don't fly into an area where something bad's happening and end up falling on the ground on top of somebody's house. But these are all functions of your community protection team can learn. So you get some of those people that are computer type. They spend all day long with the fingers flying on the keyboard on that little screen, wear out that. I've seen people's cell phones where the screen is flat wore out from them typing on it. Give them something to do. Let them start it. They're one that can listen to the radars and listen to the Broadcastify. Better yet, you have your own scanners. You can get a scanner today to operate on most of the frequencies for next year, under $50 to $100. Why? Because when they went over to Zello, everybody's starting to take them down the flea market and put them out for sale. Same thing with medical. It's one thing to have a doctor. It's another thing to have something fun to work with. Start buying that you're talking now. Here's a little hint. They put expiration dates on bandages. Now, this bandage is placed inside of a package, inside of wrapping, and it's sealed, so no germs can get in there. And now it's going to expire because of what? But that doctor cannot utilize if it's out of its expiration date. However, if somebody is bleeding to death, it will still absorb blood and stop them from help them coagulate. Talk to your physician. Said, hey, do you have any of this stuff that's excess that you don't use? I'm going to be taking some classes, and I need to learn how to use them. They would love to give it to you, because if they don't give it to you, they have to pay a guy to haul it away. So it's in your advantage and their advantage. These are all tools. Engineers. There's a place online. used to be called Ramsite, ramsite.com. It will again soon, but until that time, because they're doing some legal stuff, reference to the name on the internet, it's located at malicious, M-I-L-I-T-I-A-S, dot Ning. No, N is in November, I is in India. N is in November, G is in golf, ning.com, malicious.ning.com. You go up there, you go to the resource center, they teach you, they have classes on how to make, you need to move a tree, they can teach you how to make tannerite. In the right composition, tannerite will move a right sizable tree. And everything in it is lawful for you to own, possess, and buy. They will teach you medicine. They have you can download special courses of the medicine of surgery. All these things are up there. They're in PDF form. Now's the time to download them because the guys that up there are probably going to be kind of busy, and that stuff may disappear at the time you need it most in your community. All these are resources. But that community protection team belongs to you and your neighbors. And what's important is to get ready. We're seeing things go to heck around us all the day, every day. We've got thousands and thousands of refugees coming out of an area where we have been fighting the war for the last 7 or 8 years. Are they all our friends? I doubt it. We've got a border that our country will not protect, and we've got people coming across our southern border, and there's no one there to tell them no, except a few individual civilians, and they can only do small portions. We've got people showing up in boats off the coast of Florida and working on what's known as the dry feet rule, and that is if they can get their feet on dry land, they can't be sent back. And that's just two sides. The third side is the north. We have no clue what's coming across that northern border. We don't know where they're coming from. We don't know what it takes to get into that into these countries. So now's the time to build our teams, get our people ready. Those that don't know how to shoot a gun, now's the time to teach them. I saw an exercise one day, and you need to think about it when you're talking training. I saw 30 Marines sitting around in the cross-legged position with M14 rifles, pointing them at a 55-gallon drum with hundreds of little circles on it. And all you can hear is breathing and click as they pull the trigger. Never used a bullet, but they've done it for 2 hours. That's learning how to shoot. Guy told me that the way he practices drawing his weapon is to take all the bullets out of it, take a straw, put it down where the hammer hits so it doesn't, it's not knocking on that, beating on your firing pin. He puts it, holsters his weapon, closes his eyes, draws the weapon, and looks to make sure that his aim's right. Where's he aiming? He's aiming at the light switch, the little flame toggle thing you turn up and down to make it get light and dark. And he says he does that 30 minutes a night. He's learning how. He's training his hands. And everybody in your community can too. How many people in your community don't own a weapon? Don't have one in the house? You know, for kids, they could have someone on medications or whatever. That don't mean they can't come over to your house and practice. Okay. They may not be allowed to have a weapon, okay, but they can bring that weapon to your house. They can have you hand receipt for it and sign and have you lock it away. in case of an emergency. It's there. They can, if they're awake and they're not taking meds and you think they're safe, you can send them someplace. Last thing we want to discuss before we go here tonight, every house facing outward from your community should have somebody that knows what these are called come through and set them firing stakes. Now, a firing stake is used so that Joe at 1528 does not shoot Harry at 1526 by turning his gun too far to the left. How do you do that? You go to Harry's house, and on one of his fence poles, you simply stick a flag, and you do one on his other side. We now know where he's going to shoot. And if you do it at every house, you've got a place to be. Next thing you need to set up is an alert system. If everybody has Zillow, chances are good that they're not going to have it turned on all the time unless there's something telling them to. So that's why you need, on a street-by-street basis, to set up an alarm and muster. A call tree. I hear something, I call that the street captains. The street captains call the people on their street. Everybody turns Zillow in. No need for everybody to go out and stand in the street. We just heard that there's a food riot going on over at Walmart. We want to be ready. They may not get enough food there, and they may come to our house shopping. That's what the purpose of your team is. So it's up to you to train. Remember, you've also, like I said, to get intelligence, you can go up there and you can look on Broadcastify and listen to the channels. Listen to what's going on up in the big city that you're not in. If you hear them up there having problems, now's the time to let people on your block know, hey, they're doing such and such up there. Are they going to do it down here? You can listen to your fire stations to see what they're doing. Bring them up. Next week, we're going to come in here and we're going to talk about radios, real live radios. They have a disadvantage. When you key up a radio, everybody knows where you're standing. But sometimes it's you got to do, and you got to have them. Until then, don't forget, if you want to get your team and get started with the training and get everybody to know, let Wildcard know we can help you. We can come out and provide classes for you. But we got to know who you are. If you go on to Ram site, or is this called now, militias.ning.com, and you sign in, you look for Wildcard. Send us an email. Said, hey, I'm so-and-so. I'm putting together a CPT. I would appreciate any assistance you can give me. Once you get that, you'll send that in. It'll probably take a couple days. You'll get a call back. So until next week, everybody, let's work on the CPTs and keep your head on a swivel. This is Safe Talker out. Have a nice week.